Now, suppose if you came right now, I wonder how it would go. Well, you got 5 quarts of blood in you. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what happens? The Tim LaHaye couldn't find, and Hal Lindsey couldn't find, and none of them could find. You find when you go, all your clothes collapse there in that place you're sitting, and that 5 quarts of blood just sops those clothes clear through with blood, and 5 quarts here, 5 quarts there, 5 quarts here, 5 here, 5 here, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 100, 200, 300 quarts of blood all over that beautiful carpet, and all of them beautiful seats just soaked in blood.
When we're talking about the founders of dispensationalism and those who promoted it, one name I want to bring up is the name of Peter S. Ruckman.
Peter Ruckman is kind of like the father of a lot of these Baptist churches when it comes to who they look back to.
Peter Ruckman is really the man that brought dispensationalism into the independent fundamental Baptist movement.
And he has birthed these bastards such as Gene Kim.
Right.
Such as Robert Breaker.
Right.
These are the bastard children of Peter Ruckman.
You know, a lot of people think that Peter Ruckman is a great man of God. Well, you know what? Why is it that in 2018, everyone who is a fan of Peter Ruckman and loves Peter Ruckman isn't saved? You know what I mean? What does that say about that man when all of his followers are a bunch of damnable heretics?
They all look back to Ruckman and what he taught, but he had a lot of weird views, and the fact that he believed that people were saved differently in the Old Testament is enough to call him a heretic.
Peter Ruckman and his Ruckmanites today are the ones who have brought this heresy in to the IFB movement.
C.I. Schofield brought it into conservative fundamentalism back in the 1800s. That was not the independent fundamental Baptist movement. You fast forward, you know, many years later, you've got a lot of liberalism that causes a group of churches to take on the name of independent fundamental Baptist, not connected to a denomination, but we were, you know, zealous, soul-winning fundamentalist Christians. And Peter Ruckman was able to infiltrate the IFB movement.
Peter Ruckman is very highly esteemed among Baptists, probably more so because of his stance on the King James Bible. But Peter Ruckman also taught that the English King James Bible trumped the Greek New Testament.
But let me just give you some of his weird beliefs. Number one, he did not believe abortion was murder.
And so I don't teach that abortion is murder like the brethren do, and for that reason I'm considered a heretic to some of the brethren.
So basically it could be 9 months, a 9-month baby in the womb, but if they didn't take the first breath, then you can kill that baby.
Number two, having a physical relationship with someone makes you married. He taught that there's no difference between fornication and adultery. If you have a physical relationship with someone, you're married to them. And you say, that's weird. Yeah, you know, when you've been married 3 times, you probably want to just try to, like, not make marriage that special. Number three, he believed that everyone becomes a 33-year-old man in heaven. Ladies, I hope you're excited for that.
Look what the Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them.
Because here's the thing, this man was not a Baptist, he was not saved, he was not, doesn't believe the things we believe, but he was able to come in and bring all of his false doctrine and false teaching.
When you look to the preachers and the missionaries and the pastors, you look on their fruit. You say, which one's of God? What's the fruit? Check the fruit. The tree is known by his fruit. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit.